CBS's chief White House correspondent, Major Garrett, joined our team Saturday evenings at 9, and he's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from our nation's capital, the Major Garrett. Major, this is Major.
Good morning. It's great. You know, that's the intro to my show, The Takeout, which will be on KDKA on Saturday evenings now. I could not be happier or prouder that it's there. It joins a radio network nationwide of more than 70 stations, almost every top market in the country, and I want to let people know what they're going to hear. As I tell everyone, it's a conversation, not an interrogation. It's about politics, policy, and a little bit of pop culture, and expands the ideological spectrum from left to right. And I will say with pride, we've had a tremendous number of progressives on my show, but we've also had a higher number of Trump cabinet officials and White House officials than any show on radio that's not produced by Fox. And I take great pride in the reach of the show, the quality of guests we get, and the ideological and demographic diversity of our guests. And I hope everyone enjoys it as much as I enjoy producing it each and every week.
That's awesome. And just the intro is a tribute to your career. I mean, that is an amazing summary of your career. You have presidents talking about you, talking to you. And this week, you have no shortage of stories. What are you going to talk about? There's nothing going on, right?
So what we do, and the show is built around one guest. And the Takeout is an homage to the way the show up until the pandemic was always conducted, which is how? Over a meal in a restaurant. Why did I do that? Because Washington is a place, the nation's capital is a place where everyone is on their A game all the time, and they're very rehearsed, and they're very sort of prepared and choreographed with how they converse. And I wanted to try to break through that a little bit, and I came up with the idea, well, if we sit down and we actually go to a restaurant and we have a meal, and we talk to the waiter or the wait staff, maybe that will get this conversation a little closer to normal. And it works. Well, during the pandemic, we can't do it, so now we do it via Zoom. But that's why it's called The Takeout, because it has historically been a break-the-bread kind of conversation. In my life, those are always the most interesting conversations, the most give-and-take kind of conversations. So it's always just one guest. And that guest, we talk about everything in their life, and usually politics and policy. This week, the guest is Karen Bass. She's a Democratic congresswoman from California, a historical one in her own right. But right now, she'll be making history because Speaker Pelosi in the House has said, you write the legislation to respond to the George Floyd and other police brutality incidents. So at the federal level, for the first time, there will be a concerted legislative response, and she's writing it. So we have an entire conversation about that.
We're with CBS Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett. And Major, with all your experience, just to take the last 3 months, I mean, you were with the president, arguably one of the most controversial, certainly in our lifetime, utilizing Twitter unlike any other in history. So we had all that going. And then the pandemic hits in the middle of all of that, the worst violence and rioting and peaceful protests in this nation's history since the late 60s. What is it like in our nation's capital where you live and work?
It's dizzying. It's really hard to keep your sense of balance, and you do feel that this is not just Trumpian history, which, as you said, was sometimes startling, always unexpected, and full of volatility. This feels like sort of tectonic plates moving in a historically significant way, in which after they've settled, we're going to look back and say things changed dramatically because of these events. And I have not just the Takeout, but I also have a daily podcast called Debriefing the Briefing, which I created as the pandemic and the lockdowns began, to have sort of a daily understanding of where that story was. That's now shifted much more from the pandemic to the protest and the issues about that. And the two things have sort of come together in one sense, because many of my guests have said, you know, some of the most underlying issues in the police issue and policing and brutality also overlay some of the problems with the pandemic. The exposure people of color have felt because they've had to go to work, because of the jobs they have, underserved medically, maybe they don't have enough health insurance. These things are sort of laying over one another, and they feel as if there is a moment where the country needs to sort of assess how things have been going and should they continue in that way, not just when it comes to the police, but maybe economically and from a social justice perspective. That seems like a deeper and more resonant conversation than I can remember any time since the 1960s when I was a very young man watching events unfold in Vietnam and on city streets in this country. It feels as tumultuous as those days when I was very young.
And speaking of city streets, you live in Washington. What is the actual situation there for Washingtonians?
So it's calm now. It's been calm for the last 3 days, no question about it. But Sunday and Monday, there were pockets where I think it's fair to say people who wanted to be opportunists and wanted to be vengeful, economically vengeful opportunists, did exactly that. You could see playing out where either protests were about to come, they would get there ahead, or if the protesters had moved on, they would come in behind, essentially sensing the lack of or the stretched police presence, and throw rocks, use pipes, bricks to destroy windows, and then go inside businesses. I live 3 blocks from the CBS Bureau, right in downtown D.C. It's a 5-block walk from my apartment to the White House. And my walk this week, first time back in the Bureau in 10 weeks during the lockdown, it was essentially a corridor of plywood. Every business boarded up, and many, many businesses downtown are boarded up as well. And the fascinating and sad truth of that is all those businesses now boarded up had reopened in phase one for the very first time Friday morning. And by Saturday night, they were essentially in lockdown, and by Sunday, fully boarded up.
Where do we go from here? Covering the story, CBS Chief White House Correspondent and author, and on KDK with The Takeout, Saturday night at 9. It debuts tomorrow here. We're very honored to have you. And thanks to you for our hometown heroes that you've supported financially and with your presence over the years. We were honored to have you here and appreciate your work and what you do. So thank you.
Can't wait to come back for all of that.
Yes, we want to plan that for the future. Major, have a great weekend.
You too. Be well.
Major Garrett on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Great to hear from him again. It just quite a guy, quite a career, an amazing career, honestly. And just his story about Washington, D.C., just traveling from, he lived 3 blocks from the Bureau, 3-block walk, hadn't made it in 10 weeks because of the shutdown. And then when he did get to make it, it was chaos.
And if you're looking for a read, Mr. Trump's Wild Ride was authored by Major Garrett a couple of years ago, and it talks about interactions with the president. Then he has one called The 15 Biggest Lies in Politics that he put out 20 years ago, and then The Enduring Revolution. So he's quite accomplished as an author and certainly as a correspondent, and we think you'll enjoy The Takeout, Saturday nights at 9 on KDK Radio 1020.